You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Yaya Toure to score and Man City to win 5-1. Eden Hazard to score and Chelsea to win a whopping 9-1. Lee, I said bookmakers don't overreact earlier. Everything's changed on the back of that opening weekend. Chelsea no longer favourites for the title. Manchester City into 7-4. Chelsea out to 2-1 to win the title. I wonder if Chelsea's performance against Swansea will have worried Jose Mourinho at all. Swansea fully deserved that point, and I think there's little doubt Mourinho would relish taking a point here.
Yeah, that's what they do, isn't it? You know, you look back at the last season and what they did against the bigger teams. You know, the 1-1 draw against Liverpool, 0-0 draw against Arsenal, beat Man U by a single goal to nil. When Southampton were playing really well, they got a 1-1 draw against them as well. It was 1-1 in both games against Man City. So you know, that's what they do. You know, they don't. His view, I guess, is that we will almost take the points away from them rather than, you know, risk losing all three. You know, and fair enough. I mean, it will leave them off the pace a little bit with just 2 points if they manage to get a draw. The interesting thing is that Pellegrini said, you know, we're all about attacking this season. That's how I think we're going to win games. Well, we're going to see if he's true to his word here, because it'll be interesting to see if Man City go out all guns blazing against this Chelsea team and what happens. We've said this before, though. I remember saying this last season, saying that Man City must go out and try and win the game. But Chelsea just contained them and managed to get a goal, you know, and get the draw. I think maybe Chelsea are a little bit undercooked. The pre-season wasn't great. I thought they looked a little bit fatigued.
Yeah.
Mourinho already looked rattled. Obviously, all the kind of stuff about the physio this week hasn't been great news, but it's taken the heat off the players who underperformed. Look, these players are Premier League winners. Most of them, if not all of them, are internationals. They will step up their game against Manchester City. Nothing is surer than that. I'm going for the draw at 12-5, to be honest with you. I think it'll be what it always is.
Okay, Lee going with the draw there at 12-5. Does seem like a big price, the draw in this game. City, Derek, did look great against West Brom, but this is an entirely different kettle of fish. It's a much tougher game for Manchester City, obviously.
Well, yeah, I remember again a year ago, City started off the season fantastically, beat Newcastle 2-0, looked as though it could have been 22-0, and everyone was raving about them, and then about 2 weeks later they were losing 1-0 at home to Stoke. So, you know, you can get carried away by opening day performances. City are my tip for the title. I'm surprised they've come in so quickly and so markedly, but, you know, in my book they were always favourites anyway. You've got to worry a little bit about Chelsea. You know, okay, anybody can drop 2 points against Swansea, you know, a 2-2 draw. Not the biggest catastrophe, but things that have happened this week, it seems very un-Chelsea, like all this business with the physio. I mean,
yeah, it was weird, wasn't it?
Well, she can't go out, she can't tend to the team, she can't go to matches. Their only duties now seem to be fending off John Terry. I don't understand. And why is it such big news?
I think it's big news to deflect from the players, Derek. It's what he always does,
possibly.
Isn't it?
Possibly, yeah. I don't know what to think here. I mean, the draw does look very tempting, given what happened last season. I mean, both matches finished all square, and they looked, right from the off, they looked like matches that would finish all square. And to be honest, I think this has got a draw written all over it as well. Chelsea, I think, will play for it, because if they lose, I know it'll only be 2 points from two games for them then, but, you know, think of the opposite, if they were to lose this, you know, they're going to be, 5 points behind City with only two games gone. Avoiding defeat will be uppermost in Mourinho's mind, and when he goes to a game with that mindset, they very rarely lose. Chelsea, I'm going to go for the draw here.
I think that's true for Pellegrini as well, despite what he said. I think, you know, last season it was later than this, but it was in September, the game that they played at City, when it was a 1-1 draw. And I remember thinking before that game, you know, Man City must go out there and try and win this. But then, you know, it looked like a game where neither thought, you know, a loss would be good at that stage of the season. I think the same's here as well. DK, you mentioned the outright price is changing, by the way. Anyone who hasn't had a bet on the Premier League yet, at the minute there's loads of outright markets available on the William Hill website. Dual forecast, straight forecast, obviously relegation to finish bottom, to stay up. Top four finish, top six, top goal scorer, top half finish without the big six, and the PFA player of the year. So there's loads of markets available on the outrights if you still haven't got involved.
And you can still play that Prem Predictor up until the 22nd of August as well.
Have you had a go on that, Derek, by the way? Prem Predictor, quick to play.
It's a cracker, isn't it? Yeah. It's only because I've been away, I haven't done it yet, but I'll do that.
Yeah, yeah. 50 million quid.
Yeah, it's well worth
it,
having
if you
a
go by yourself. Definitely.
Robbie Savage has had a few goes. In fact, you're allowed 250 entries maximum. He's up to 248 so far. He does one a day. One an hour, I think he's doing a minute. He changes it day by day, doesn't he?
Oh, it's funny, I was ribbing him on Twitter because he had Man City finishing outside the top
fifth.
Oh. And after the weekend...
Man United win the league, Derek, he's got, Robbie.
Oh, Jesus. He never learns, does he? Never learn.
No. No.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.